Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Man, oh machine, I'm just something in between.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I'm all love, a dynamo. So push the button and let me go.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Ah, you want me to come alive.
Don't mind if we do.
Switch into overdrive. You and me.
Definitely don't mind if we do.
Ready!
Loverboy making their debut as your artist of the day. It is a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. We will definitely be doing a Terrible Joke Tuesday today.
Yay.
Yeah. We're going to do that. We're going to move it up today. We're going to do it at 2:45.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to have an early. Yeah. We're going to do an early Terrible Joke Tuesday today.
It's progressive.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought we'd move it up. 2:45 today. So 14:45 hours, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
You're from the Military School of Timing. Good afternoon. How is everyone today?
Everyone is good. Had a good night.
What's going on? What happened?
Nothing. It was just I've had a good week. Just happy.
Oh, is it a good week because you're only working two?
Yeah. There's a story in the stack that says American workers are increasingly burned out but won't take paid time off.
Oh.
And I drew a question mark by it because I don't understand that headline.
Is it because you take all your time off?
What do you mean they're not taking their paid time off? It's paid time off.
So where are you going this week?
Huh?
Don't give me that face. Do not give me that face.
I'm just going down K-10 for a couple days.
You going to Lawrence?
No, Cedar Creek. It's a member guest at Shadow Glen.
You're not a member at Shadow Glen.
Yeah, it's member guest.
Who's the member?
Well, any member can invite a guest during member guest. That's why it's called member guest.
Again, I'll ask the question. Who's the member?
My friend Katie, you've never met her.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're the guest.
I'm the guest.
Katie's the member.
She's the member.
That's, yeah, it's a
why
member.
Why they call it member guest.
Guest.
Any chance we can get you to take today off?
I might.
You're going to be that mean?
No, I might.
You're a grouchy little girl today.
I came across something last night that made me laugh so hard, and I just showed it to Sam in the newsroom, and I want to know if you men still do this, because my husband still wears a pair of oversized cargo shorts that have not fit him since he lost 30 pounds with Dr. Tag.
He looks great, by the way.
Not in those cargo shorts, he doesn't.
Okay.
Because you know how, like, sometimes when you lose weight, you still in your mind think you're the same weight, but you're not. So you're still wearing clothes that are too big.
Well, I'd have to lose weight, but yeah, okay.
So there's a meme going around that we're going to post on our social media accounts that just says, and it's a pie chart, who's still wearing cargo shorts?
What's wrong with cargo shorts?
Apparently everything. There's even a GQ magazine article about it. So within the pie chart, there's 1% shaded in that says Adam Sandler. There's another 1% shaded in that says Adam Sandler on vacation. 5%, who's still wearing cargo shorts? Teenage drug dealers named Todd. 4%, guy your mom dated right after the divorce,
also named Todd.
13%, anyone else named Todd.
Oh,
sorry, Todd.
7%, zookeepers.
Named Todd.
13%, any guy yelling at his kids in public. 11%, photojournalists. All the photos still wear cargo shorts, and that's okay. And then it says 31% pro wrestling fans.
Wait, no, wait, Wait. Hang on now.
The pie chart, it's so
I
funny.
See the pie chart. It's very funny. What's wrong with wearing cargo shorts?
We at Business Insider rail against cargo shorts a lot, and it is for good reason. They are the single worst item a man can wear in the spring or summer. Yes, we are willing to go that far. We feel that strongly about it.
You know who's... Give me his number. Bob Fesco is like crazy weird about cargo shorts.
Like he has to wear them
or he doesn't
like them?
He's like opposed.
Okay, so he would fall into this...
We've got it, Parks.
Business Insider article. Last August, market research firm NPD Group told the Wall Street Journal that sales of the derided shorts have fallen over the course of the year, and it marked the first time sales have fallen for cargo shorts in 10 years. This was a turning point in the debate over the late 90s fashion staple that has proved more resilient than most. Still, there are many diehards who consider the cargo short a way of life.
I like cargo shorts.
You don't wear anything but basketball shorts.
That would be dressing up for Scott.
Truth. That would be true.
Most cargo shorts are at least 11 or 12 inches long, which cover the knees and create a silly, imbalanced look that pretty much ruins the whole point of wearing shorts to begin with.
So you don't like cargo shorts?
I think they're past their prime. And Chris was wearing a pair yesterday, and I was like, oh, let's talk about those.
And today he found them cut up in the trash can.
Listen to this. What are you even putting in those pockets? You're most likely not a carpenter building a dresser in your spare time. You don't need that space for measuring tape.
I like cargo shorts.
Well, I missed the memo, but apparently they are way past their time.
They were past their time when I was in like
shut
eighth
up.
Grade.
They're just not flattering.
You, Quick Trip,
they're
shut
not,
up.
They're not flattering is what the Business Insider's trying to say. And I would agree.
I wear cargo shorts. Thank you very much from the text line.
Is your name Todd?
Okay. All right. Let's go to this one here too. Is Todd the new Karen?
I don't know. It's the first time I've ever seen it on this meme. I can't stop laughing.
Now, my brother's middle name is Todd.
Okay. That's also a name that's gone by the wayside.
What is wrong with Todd?
Nothing.
Okay.
Apparently, he likes cargo shorts.
Is Todd the new Karen?
I don't know. It would be around that age. Anyone named Todd is about 45 or older. There's not a lot of young Todds roaming around. I know a woman named Todd. 1D. T-O-D.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Let me ask you a quick question. Did Dave Alpert invite you to the Chiefs game last week?
You are obsessed and out of control, and I cannot believe you are bringing this up for the second day in a row.
Sam?
No!
I did get a call yesterday during the break after we discussed this hypothetical that's definitely not a hypothetical. And the caller said to go back and listen to the tape because there were at least four occasions where you admitted that such an invite was expressed. Mm-hmm. And I went back and listened, and it was a fact.
Mm-hmm. You all have lost your minds. Why do you care? The answer is no, but if it was yes, why do you care? Oh, God.
We're on the case. Waiting for email confirmation that you were invited to the game.
I was not. And B, why do you care?
Workplace discrimination.
Oh, right. Good Lord.
That's right, Sam. That's right. Do you swear on the swingy thing that your parents made you on?
Yes, I swear on that swingy thing my parents made me on. I had no desire, opportunity, or invite to go to the Chiefs game on Thursday. I had friends who went.
Okay, I didn't ask if you wanted to go.
Was not invited.
Were you invited, yes or no?
No. Unequivocally, no. Mm-hmm.
Are you categorically denying this claim?
I am categorically denying this claim.
And if we find out otherwise, will you admit it?
I don't have anything to admit, you ding-dong.
Okay, all right. By the way, people are saying the male version of Karen is Chad.
Okay.
I've also heard Kyle used before.
They're all around that same age.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. He's Sam Stevie the Third. She's Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks on KMBZ. Hey, don't forget Terrible Joke Tuesday coming your way at 2:45 this afternoon. All we ask is that your jokes are arable but terrible. And you can go ahead and start sending them in right now at 913-576-7798. Let's go to the phones. Todd. In KCK. Todd, hello.
Hi, Todd.
Hello, darling. How are you?
Well, how are you?
Well, I'm just finishing up work here and heard you guys talking about Todd and cargo shorts.
Yes.
Yes, I do wear cargo shorts, and I wear them every day and all day and basically all year.
All day, every day, and all year. And yeah. What do you put in your cargo short pants, Todd?
One pocket has a pocket knife, and the other pocket has my mask.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Gotta have pockets to put stuff
well,
in.
Well, that's right. That's right, Todd.
I completely agree, Todd.
The whole thing about the Todd is the new Karen, or the Karen is the new Todd.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. That just don't sound right.
I don't think it sounds right either. I love your name, Todd. I think it's fabulous.
Let's go to the next caller. Todd in Prairie Village. Hello, Todd.
Hello, Mr. Parks and Dana.
Hello.
Hello, Todd in Prairie Village.
Yes, I live out in Independence, but I'm a dental technician here in Prairie Village, and I got my cargo pants on right now. I'm 55 years old, so maybe that tells you one thing, too. So,
Todd, why do you wear cargo pants?
Because they're comfortable.
Mm. What are in your pockets, Todd?
A mask, a cell phone, a wallet, and some keys, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, Todd, I think that that's fabulous, and you keep doing you.
Well, I enjoy seeing you guys out, too, like at the 54th Street. I've met you a couple times, and you guys are wonderful.
Well, I will remember you when you come up and you say, my name is Todd, and you're wearing cargo shorts.
Yes, ma'am.
You are awesome. Thank you for the call.
Thank you for calling, Todd.
All righty, Karen.
The phones are ringing off the hook, and I guarantee you it's a bunch of people named Todd.
When did this name become such a bad name?
It's not a bad name. It's only...
Okay, here he has another one. Just let him in. Let him in.
Sam Later's going to go, what do you want me to call this hour? Todd.
Let's go to Warsaw, Missouri, and Todd.
Hello there.
Hi, Todd.
How you doing, Dana?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm cracking it up.
How's your cargo shorts treating you today, Todd?
They're good. I got a bottle opener in one pocket, mm-hmm. and some fishing lures in the other.
Where are you headed, Todd?
I'm on Truman Lake.
Ooh.
Now, if you're an angler, Todd, down there in Warsaw, I would think the cargo short would be a beautiful alternative to, say, basketball shorts or dress slacks.
Mm-hmm. It is. They fit in quite nicely down here.
Uh-huh. That's good. I like it. It's comfort. Todd, it's comfort. It's, you know what else they are? Maybe I'm coming up around with the cargo short. They are...
Utility.
They are utility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Platte City, Dana, if we could.
And who, pray tell, would we be talking to?
Todd.
Dana, are you in such a good mood because you went to that Chiefs game this week?
I did not go to the Chiefs game, Todd. Were you there wearing your cargo shorts?
I was not, but I do wear cargo shorts.
You wearing them right now, Todd?
No, I'm not wearing them right now because I'm at work, but I will be as soon as I get off work.
So, like, when you get off work, Todd, is your go-to the cargo shorts?
Yes.
Of course. What do you keep in your shorts?
My pocket pistol in my right pocket, lower pocket, my cigarettes in my left one, mm-hmm. my little wallet card, and cash, my keys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Todd, that sounds fantastic.
Let's go to Platte City again and check in with Todd.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hi, Todd.
Hi, Todd.
I resent the fact that you think everybody that named Todd wears khakis.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I wear khakis. I don't wear cargo shorts. I work for State Farm.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay, Todd from State Farm.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys all wear khakis for real?
Doesn't everybody?
Let's go to Todd's wife, Bev, in Lee's Summit. Hello, Todd's wife, Bev.
Hi, Bev.
Hey. Okay, so I have a funny story. My Todd, we were in a waiting room. He was getting the lovely colonoscopy.
Uh-huh.
So we were waiting, and all of a sudden they said, we need Todd, and three Todds stood up, all with cargo shorts on.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's the way it works.
Well, it's comfort right before your colonoscopy.
576-7798. Don't forget, we have Terrible Joke Tuesday coming your way at 2:45 this afternoon. Get them in early, 913-576-7798. Tiger Queen danced to this last night. So predictable. Is this true?
Yeah. Her first week on the show.
Is she still on it?
I don't know. I didn't actually watch it.
Why are people trying still to make her famous when she is the prime suspect in the murder of her long-missing, long-dead husband?
Allegedly.
I could not believe it when they said she was going to be on any reality TV show.
Well, the family of the husband
bought
commercial time
during
the program.
They're livid.
Asking for tips.
Yes.
No way.
Not even kidding.
So, like, as she's dancing.
Yes.
They go to break. And the family of the ex-husband,
yes.
who may or may not have been fed to a tiger and then pooped out, is running a commercial on primetime television.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Offering a reward for tips.
There's a new reward in the last couple of months. Was it $100,000 or $100,000, something like that?
Classic.
It features the daughters talking about how much they love and miss him. And yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, the spot offered a $100,000 reward, featured the attorney and the daughters. Mm. Do you know who did this or if Carol Baskin was involved, he asked. After her performance, she told Entertainment Tonight she was not at all surprised by the ad after performing in the ballroom. It's just been a huge publicity stunt on their part. So what more could they possibly do than that? What does that mean?
I don't know.
She didn't know what to say, so she just kind of spewed words.
Wow.
So she didn't get kicked off last night?
Oh, look, hold on.
I'm sure she did. The family adds that the missing, long-feared dead husband was afraid of Baskin. He sought a restraining order against her in June of 97, claiming she had threatened to kill him, and Lewis disappeared 2 months later. Baskin claims she thought he was on his way to Costa Rica and says she suspects he might have had Alzheimer's disease and been confused about his whereabouts.
Hey, hang on. Let me see if I can find the commercial.
Everything I can find, all the news stories about it are about the commercial.
Well, hang on. So, Dancing with the Stars, what do you think I ought to put in here? Dancing with the Stars.
You're right. It all just comes up about the
Carol Baskin commercial. Okay, here we go.
I mean, he's been missing, Scott, since 1997.
Sam, this is all from Dancing with the Stars. Can you find the commercial?
I've got it right here. It's called Justice for Don Lewis.
Okay.
And they're asking for tips. The problem with that is they put a phone number on there. Every wackadoo in America is going to come out of the woodwork. Say, well, I saw the series, and here's what I think.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here, hang on. Wait. Sam, give me my audio if you would be so kind. I got it.
I'm Gail. Don Lewis was our daddy.
I'm Linda, and we miss our dad.
I'm Donna. We need to know what happened to our father.
I'm Anne. All we're asking is justice for Don.
Don Lewis mysteriously disappeared in 1997. His family deserves justice. Do you know who did this or if Carol Baskin was involved?
$100,000 reward has been funded. You can call the tip line at 646-450-6530.
Or call our office at 800-LITIGATE.
Oh.
So they paid $6,000 to have that ad air in Tampa and another $500 to air in Jacksonville. Production cost nothing because his firm handled those duties on their own. The attorney got the idea to run the ad when an ad sales staffer from one of the local stations approached him about placing an ad for his law firm on the air. They wanted a garden variety lawyer commercial. I don't do those. He thought this was the best way to reach more people quickly.
Yeah.
About the disappearance, and the response has been robust. The tip lines have had dozens and dozens of calls suggesting the family may be interested in running more TV ads at a later date. I'm telling you, they're never going to solve that. They're never going to solve it. Either way, they will never solve that crime.
According to the text line, no one got kicked off last
night. Alleged crime, by the way.
I think he's been legally declared dead.
That doesn't mean it's a crime. Dana, we have to be careful.
She does like to sue, allegedly.
Do you remember what the aerial footage of John Robinson's property looked like when it finally came to light that he was responsible for the deaths of all of those women?
It was 20 years ago, but I remember it well.
And the similarity,
allegedly,
between those two properties, two things. Remote, very remote, mm-hmm. Lacine, and then this tiger sanctuary. Lush, surrounded by forests and ponds, mm-hmm. without a body or a tip or someone who knows. And if, in fact, this guy was murdered, and I believe he was, allegedly. Very few people are going to know. It's probably two people who know what happened. So in absence of either one of those two people coming forward.
Him and her?
In absence
and
of,
the tiger,
of either one of those people coming forward, they are never, ever going to solve that crime.
No.
Even if you got a warrant to search that property, where would you start? It's he's been gone since 1997.
Yeah, it's gone.
It's over.
He's turned into fertilizer, allegedly.
Wow. I just can't believe anyone. I know that they're doing it for ratings. They want people to tune in, and I'm sure people tuned in, but you would be furious if you were that family.
They went with Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, come on. Of course they did.
That is so predictable.
Of course they did.
Did they really, Sam, last night? They went with Eye of the Tiger?
Yep, they danced to Eye of the Tiger, which isn't even really a good song to dance to.
It's so predictable.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of disappointed. What are we going to play next week? Is there another tiger?
The lion sleeps tonight.
Oh, come on.
This would be better to dance to, though.
It actually would be.
Over Eye of the Tiger, for sure.
Okay.
All right. Here is your Get Off the Planet story for the day.
Oh, yes, please.
Like father, like son. As astrology continues to make a comeback in popular culture with related Instagram accounts and apps amassing millions of followers, mm-hmm. millennial parents are now turning to the stars for tips on child rearing. So instead of blaming tantrums on the terrible twos or happy highs on too much sugar, moms and dads are using their kids' astrological signs to help explain their behavior. Quoting here from Ariel Mila, when I got pregnant, the first thing I wanted to know was, when was the due date? What is the sign of this child? Oh my God, I'm going to have a Pisces. And I was so excited because so is my husband. She says that as a Scorpio, she's familiar with Pisces' description of being on the sensitive side. So she knew she'd have to take a gentler approach with her daughter. I don't even know what my children's signs are.
It doesn't matter.
Do you not believe in any of that, even
no,
a little bit?
God, no. No, not one.
Now, I don't believe in the fortune cookie, what is your sign saying today? And I don't believe in the one in the newspaper, what is your sign saying today?
You believe in this stuff?
I don't know.
It's all about different energies.
Guess
man.
What I am? Can you guess what I am? I bet you can.
You were born in April. You're Cancer.
No.
You're Cancer on the show.
No.
Wow.
Wow. No, I am not.
I know what you are because we're the same sign.
We're the same.
Hang on, wait.
If you had to guess.
Hang on, that was just a joke, by the way.
What's the stubborn one?
Yeah.
Well, the stubborn one is Taurus.
That's what it is.
I'm Aries.
Oh,
you're confusing Aries and Taurus.
I'm Taurus.
You know who's really into that stuff? Shonda.
Really?
Yeah, like she has, and I can't believe she did this. It's none of my business, but whatever. She has a tattoo on her back of Taurus the bull.
Huh.
And it just says, and she got it like 4 or 5 years ago. It just says,
so for today.
What does it say? I can't remember.
Enjoy life and don't feel guilty. Guilt is useless. Today, get rid of regret. Express your emotions, but don't dwell on them. Your sensitivity is acute.
What?
So put up your psychic shield. You might pick up on others' intense energy, so be careful. Sympathize with others, but don't take on their garbage.
Oh my. No, God! No, God, please, no! No!
What is
no!
your sign? What are you?
Gemini.
You're a Gemini. The twins?
Yeah.
Finally, the world is starting to see it your way, Gemini. Be yourself and don't be squeamish about telling people exactly how it is. Your thinking is clear and focused. Use your mind to accomplish mental tasks. Your intense nature is powerful, so act wisely.
Do you see what they do?
They say things
that are so benign.
Apply to everyone.
Yeah. Right. Why don't they ever say, today, do not take the train?
Right. It
you
will kill you.
Are amazing.
Read mine again. It is so benign.
Today may well be one in which other
may,
people realize
may,
that
may.
You really aren't as crazy as they first thought.
No, read mine again. Read it seriously.
Finally, the world is starting to see it your way.
What does that even mean?
I don't know, because I don't see anything your way.
I understand.
Be That's, yourself.
Okay.
And don't be squeamish about telling people exactly how it is.
He's always squeamish.
Give me a break. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Listen, quoting here, my little Aries is textbook. When he was little, we would call him our little Joe Pesci. If there's something we want him to do or get done, we have to trick him into thinking it's his idea because he is very my way or the highway.
Shut up. You're an idiot parent.
Yeah, I feel like it's giving you an excuse for the kids to misbehave. Then you go, well, it's just because he's an Aries.
He's an Aries.
I don't know, maybe he's just a jerk. Maybe you're raising a jerk.
Yeah, maybe you suck at being a parent.
And coming up next, astrology sign reveal parties.
No.
That's not a real thing, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay. When we do get back.
Not yet.
It is Terrible Joke Tuesday. Get your terrible but arable jokes in right now at 913-576-7798. 913-576-7798. Terrible Joke Tuesday when we return.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's
I'm staying
all
on the clock.
Right.
time for some terrible jokes. Dana.
Yes, Scott.
What is the difference between a poorly dressed man on a tricycle and a well-dressed man on a bicycle?
I do not know, Scott.
Attire.
Hey, Sam.
Oh, what's that, Dana?
Did you hear about the turtle that was crossing the road and he was mugged by two snails?
Oh, no. What happened?
When police showed up, they said, "What happened?" And the shaken turtle replied, "I don't know. It all happened so fast."
Hey, Scott.
Sammy, what's going on, buddy?
Why can't you hear a pterodactyl going to the restroom?
Good question. I don't know.
Because the pee is silent.
Hey, Dana over there.
Yes, Scott.
What does a zombie vegetarian eat?
What does a zombie vegetarian eat?
Greens.
Nice delivery.
Thanks.
Hey, Sam.
What's
that,
Dana?
Did I tell you yesterday I saw a guy spill all of his Scrabble letters on the road?
Really?
I asked him, "What's the word on the street?"
Hey, Scott.
Sam, what's going on over
you
there,
ever
buddy?
Wonder what computers snack on?
Haven't wondered, but I guess you're going to tell me.
Microchips.
Interesting.
Scott, what do you call a magic dog?
I don't know.
A labracadabrador.
Hey, Sam over there.
Oh, what's that, Scott?
You ever wonder why Pavlov's hair was so soft?
You know, I've never thought about that one.
Yeah, he conditioned it.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
What does a grape say after you step on it?
I don't know. What does a grape say after you step on it?
Nothing. It just lets out a little whine.
Wow. Hey, Scott.
So bad.
Why did the frog take the bus to work today?
That's a good question. I don't know. Why?
His car got towed away.
Hey, Dana, did you ever wonder why the mermaid stopped wearing seashells?
No, why did the mermaid stop wearing seashells?
Well, she outgrew her b-shells.
Hey, Scott.
Sam over there. What's up?
What do you call a belt made of watches? A
belt made of watches? Sam, honestly, I don't know.
A waste of time. What do you call Orion's belt?
I don't know, Sam.
A waste of space.
Oh, okay.
That's a three-star.
That's awful, Sam.
I see what you did there.
Hey, Sam, what do you call an apology written in dots and dashes?
You know, I don't know.
Remorse code.
Hey, Dana over there.
What?
What is a cow's fart called?
I don't know. What is a cow's fart called?
It's called a dairy air.
Hey, Sam.
What's that, Dana?
Why did the hipster burn his mouth?
You know, I don't know.
He drank the coffee before it was cool.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Sam, what's going on, buddy?
What is something that's red and bad for your teeth?
Red and... I don't know.
A brick.
Hey, Sam over there.
What's that, Scott?
You ever wonder how NASA organizes a party?
I've never thought about that one, no.
Yeah, they plan it.
Hey, Scott.
They plan it.
Yeah. Why did the Oreo go to the dentist?
I don't know.
He lost his filling.
Get out.
Hey, Sam.
Oh, what's that, Dana?
What do you get from a pampered cow?
You know, I don't know.
Spoiled milk.
You know, Dana, I changed all my passwords to Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have Kenny Loggins.
Hey, Scott.
Yes, Sam.
I don't know what's worse, that joke or your delivery.
My delivery was good. Sam, what's up, buddy?
What's blue and smells like red paint?
What's blue and smells like red paint? I don't know.
Blue paint.
Hey, Scott, how many times can you subtract 10 from 100?
10?
Once. The next time you would be subtracting 10 from 90.
Get out. Get out. Sam.
Yes.
Did you ever wonder why the bicycle fell over?
You know, I never thought about that one.
Yeah, I was too tired.
Sam, did I tell you I got my daughter a fridge for her birthday?
Oh, really?
Really?
I cannot wait to see her face light up when she opens it.
Hey, Scott.
That one didn't make any sense. Yes,
lights up!
The light!
The
fridge.
Oh.
Hey, what's the best thing about living in Switzerland?
Other than the Alps, I don't know.
I don't know, but the flag is a big plus.
Scott, did I tell you about that time I poured root beer in a square glass?
No, you never did.
Now I just have beer.
Get out.
That one's really bad.
That one didn't make any sense.
Root. Square root.
I see what you did there.
Mm-hmm.
Sam, you got one more?
I don't.
Why did the nurse need a red pen at work?
I don't know.
In case she needed to draw blood.
Oh, of course.
Oh, Scott, I do have one more.
Yeah.
It's about paper.
Oh.
Oh, never mind. It's terrible.
Oh, you know, Sam, I don't know if you know this. I'm only familiar with 25 letters in the English language.
Mm. Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Wow. Sam, what do you call a train carrying bubble gum?
What do you call a train carrying bubble gum?
A choo-choo train.
Huh?
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.